I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our gospel reading is taken from the gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 1 to 8, from the NRSV translation. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
So, our preacher for today, again, I mentioned na kanina, no, the first trans woman clergy in Iglesia Filipina Independiente, or known as the Aglipay Church, no, the nationalist and revolutionary church. In historical studies, it's also called as the remnant of the Katipunan. That's why it is called as a revolutionary church, because it is a remnant. It is the continuing remnant. Ano ba sa tagal ng remnant? Legacy, living legacy of the Katipunan and of the Labor Union of the Philippines. Union. Because one of the founders of Iglesia Filipina Independiente was a labor leader in the 1800s. No? Ang nagtatag ng kauna-unahang union sa Pilipinas. Our preacher for today, originally from Pagadian City, tama? Pagadian Province. Diocese of Pagadian. Okay? So, Bisaya man. Yes, Bisaya. Ano si Charles? We have a few people here who is Bisaya. And chika na kayo. Ayan. Ayan. She's also a nurse, registered nurse. Before entering seminary, she entered the Aglipay Central Theological Seminary. Graduated, anong year? Last year. No? Last year, 2022. Okay, and again, she has been ordained as a deacon in February and tentative to be a priest in August of this year. Ayan. So she finished sa seminary, Master of Divinity. Master of Divinity. So our preacher for today, wala na masyadong chika, ang haba na ng chika. Alam ko nagpa-fanning kayo lahat. Nasa starstruck yung iba sa atin. The one who will give us the words of inspiration today and also words that are based on her life, you know, on her struggles. For Easter Sunday, Reverend Sister Wowa Ledama.
Sila ka buto dumaan?
Hello? Hello! Magandang hapon sa lahat. Pero mas maganda pa kayo sa hapon. Kaya ako ay kinakabahan dahil ako ay may katiting lamang na teolohiya. Kasi idol na idol ko din yung inyong pinakamagandang leader dito sa Open Table MCC, si Pastor Joseph. Idol na idol ko din talaga siya. So let me introduce to you my a little bit theology. This is a reflection of mine. Ayokong mag-sound as parang theologian na theologian talaga, but more on personal experience and testimony. Pero kapag sasabihin ko munang Christ has risen, I want you to answer, He is risen indeed. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ has risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ has risen.
He is risen indeed.
Today we commemorate. Kasi hindi naman namatay ulit ang Panginoong Diyos. It's just like death anniversary. Easter. Isa sa mga pinakabonggang-bonggang activity ng mga simbahan dahil rumarampa sa mga altar ang mga sangkabaklaan because magde-decorate sila ng mga altar, ng mga karo. Diba? Indeed, they give brilliance to the church. Amen? Pero yung iba, ayaw nila. Nakapal ng mga fest. Nang dahil sa mga kabaklaan, hindi sila gaganda because of makeup. Diba? Gusto ko dito kasi nasasabi ko yung gusto kong sabihin, no? Kaya invite mo ako ulit. Easter primarily represents three things. Ano ito? First is death. Second is suffering. Third is resurrection. Christ endured suffering after being detained and put on trial, dying on a cross and rising from the dead 3 days later. Sana ganun din tayo, no? Mamatay, mabuhay, at magpakabakla na naman ulit. These three experiences are ones that many queer people have first-hand experience with. They reflect the path that many of us have traveled. Sino bang hindi nag-suffer dito? Who among you haven't experienced suffering? Lahat tayo. If you were able to watch the entire The Passion of the Christ by Mel Gibson, you are aware that the iconic picture of a limp, loincloth-clad Jesus hanging soulfully on a cross are not at all representative of a Roman crucifixion. It doesn't depict the Roman crucifixion at all. Yung nakikita nating may cloth pa siya ay wala kayong ano no, crucified Lord na meron pa siyang saplot. In the Roman crucifixion, wala na talaga. Yung likod niya, no, kung makikita niyo minsan sa mga ribulto or something na napakinis pa, the original Roman crucifixion is not like that. Yung kanyang skin ay torn na talaga. Yes. So, wala kayong manood ng The Passion of Christ, ha? By Mel Gibson. Before being crucified, he had endured such agony and beating that he was no longer recognizably himself. If not in our early years, then sometime around puberty, we come to terms with the fact that we are gay, lesbian, or transgender, or bisexual, or ABCDEFG until Z, or the queer community. Meron sa atin siguro, ako, sinasabi ko parati na parang ipinangala akong babae talaga because I never felt like a man. Parang hindi ko na-experience na maging lalaki kasi I remember grade 4 ako noon, gusto kong sumama sa Boy Scout encampment, yung curiosity natin dati ba, no? kasi gusto natin yung gumagapang-gapang sa mga damuhan, 'di ba? Yung mga ganon. Sinabi ko sa papa ko, I want to join the Boy Scout encampment, district encampment. Sabi ng papa ko, ba't ka sasali, babae ka? So, hindi ko na-feel yung agony, yung suffering ng most trans women now, or gay people now, na itinutulak ng pamilya palabas ng mga bahay nila. Kasi yung iba, lumalabas na lang yung brilliancy and rainbow color during puberty. No? Na yung kabaril-barilan mo dati, ngayon ay kakuddle-cuddle mo na sa bed. Diba? This can be a terrifying realization because we may not have ever heard any messages of affirmation. Most likely, we have only heard negative messages. Bakla, salot, buisit, peste, yawa, diba? The individual starts to think of themselves as immediately abnormal, dysfunctional, broken, or bad. The worst thing, ang sinabi ng church, immoral sinners. The internal sufferings thus starts. Tinawag ka palang na bakla at hindi ka tanggap ng pamilya mo, doon na nag-uumpisa ang suffering mo. That is our part of the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. However, they may also experience discrimination or rejection at their places of employment. Sino yung mga baklitang-baklita na dati na gustong magpurso ng nursing? Ako lang siguro yon. Na pinaputol ko talaga ang buhok ko because I really want to be a nurse. And after I graduate, I started donning women's clothing. Nag-take na ako ng hormones, nagli-lipstick ng bonggang-bongga, nagkilay ng napakaitim. Or sa kani-kanilang mga bahay. Meron ba ditong naka-experience nun? Pwede ko bang malaman? Raise ng kamay? Yung mga sa mga bahay mismo ay naitulak, nasipa, nabugbog, inilubog sa timba at sumigaw ng ako'y isang sirena? Marami ba dyan? Or places of worship? Pero ngayon gusto kong palakpakan ang Open Table MCC. Umpisa pa lang, pwede ka nang sumayaw at magpakabakla, di ba? Kung malaki lang siguro ito para kayong mga sinapian ng masamang espiritu, ay hindi naman masama, ng magandang espiritu kasi, di ba? Pwede mong i-celebrate ang yung sexuality and identity. Not these days, you say, my friend, you live in a bubble, na parang you are living in a box, na hindi ka pwedeng magbit-bit ng iyong jowang lalaki kung lalaki ka sa bahay mo, or pwedeng sabihin, ma, project lang to. Diba? My siblings, not only in Africa, the Middle East, Eastern Europe, and other parts of the world, but also just a few kilometers away from where you are right now, things are still not good for many queer people. Amen? Depending on where you live, the family or culture you were raised in, and whatever religion is present, the impact of the discovery about ourselves will vary. Maraming hindrance yung iba. And I'm so fortunate kasi napalaki akong babae ng lola ko. At yung lola ko mismo nagsabi sa papa ko, your son is not a son. She's a daughter. So never ko na-experience yung mapalo ng sanga ng kahoy ng papa ko kapag nagsusuot ako ng kurtina at ginagawa kong cape ni Wonder Woman or ni Darna. Never ko na-experience yun. Pero yung iba, grabe talaga. Kaya yung iba, umalis sa bahay, hindi na kinikilalang pamilya ang kanyang kinanakang pamilya because of the rejection, discrimination, and suffering. The truth is that there are gay and lesbian or queer individuals who are teenagers in the Philippines or Philippine suburbs whose parents have seriously threatened to kill them or if they come out as homosexuals. They endure daily fear. Many of us endured this internal suffering for many years, if not decades. In their 50s and even 60s, I have worked with people who are still in the workforce. May kakilala akong ganito, na hindi talaga, kapag kasama kami, parang meron talaga siyang sungay na unicorn na very colorful. Pero pag nasa bahay, lalaking-lalaki. Kaya iniiwasan kong pumunta sa bahay nila kasi baka lumabas yung kanyang kabonggahan. Tragically, they have spent more of their lives suffering inside a closet, tormented by their fears and demons of shame. Easter is a death-related holiday also. First is suffering, now is death. We all led such double lives. In order to be adored, accepted, and integrated into a world that is overwhelmingly and predominantly straight, we developed a persona and an image. Nagpakalalaki tayo, kahit balikong-baliko naman yung ating kamay. Nagaganon tayo ng kuko, nang totoo ganun pala. No? Nagaganon tayo ng siko, pero ganoon pala dapat. We want to impose our image to people na hindi naman talaga tayo. We extend or exerted every effort to eliminate and kill the gay self in us. The false image we have constructed to protect ourselves must die if we are truly experience self-acceptance and live authentically. Sino na ba ang nakapurso nito? Yung meron ng self-acceptance at namumuhay na ng buhay na ganap at kasiyasiya. Meron na? So, God bless sa inyo. God bless sa atin. When the true self emerges and the false self passes away, parents and friends may experience grief. They were wrong about who they believed we are. Yung, uy, ang gwapo mo, mag-anak ka, kasi kailangan namin ng apo. Imo, hindi ko gusto ng bibingka. Gusto ko ay suman. Diba? At kung malaman ng mga parents natin yon, namamatay sila. O namamatay yung ating identity na na-impose sa kanila. Na akala nila magbibigay tayo ng isang dosenang anak sa kanila, isang dosenang lalaki pala ang dapat nating makasalamuha muna. We now arrive at the resurrection. There is nothing more emancipating than transitioning from gay shame to gay pride. Amen. To understand that you are not ill or broken and in need of healing, this self-hatred has evolved into not just self-acceptance, but also self-love. We leave behind the garment of shame that once covered us. Kagaya nung nakita ni San, sino nakakita na merong tela na pinulupot sa ulo ni Jesus ang na-separate? Parang ganoon ang nawala sa atin. Yung rejection, yung discrimination, yung pain, hindi na natin nararamdaman because we are a new individual. Tayo ay namumuhay na sa totoong kung sino talaga tayo. The queer path is a revered, privileged one. Comparable to Joseph Campbell's description of the journey of the mythic hero, we were forced to embark on a journey that only 4 to 6% of people get to take because of our orientation or gender identity. A journey life gave us, not one we chose. We now embrace and celebrate what was once perhaps seen as a curse. For those of us who succeed in navigating the maze, life is full of rich experiences, peace, and pride. Kaya pwede na tayong kumirengkeng kahit saan. Kasi tanggap na natin kung sino tayo. Pero bakit ba parati nating kino-commemorate pa din ang passion, death, and resurrection of Christ? Para ma-remind tayo na hindi nawawala ang suffering. Pero meron tayong mga mountaintop experiences, di ba? Nasabi na yan sa inyo ni Pastor Joseph. Nasabi din niya ni Pastor Akakay sa aking sir sa aking ordination. Pero doon sa mountaintop experiences na yun, hindi ako naniniwala never tayo naka-experience pa din ng suffering. Pero ang suffering, hindi na yung nakakasakit ng dibdib, nakapunit ng puso, kasi we grow spirally. Suffering man siya, alam na natin kung paano siya i-cope na hindi sobrang sakit. At ganun ang dapat nating gawin until such time na kahit anong tuligsa nila sa atin, anong pananakit nila sa atin, parang wala na. Tatawa na lang tayo. Ganun din ang passion, death, and resurrection. Kahit may taong hindi pa naniniwala sa Panginoong Diyos na siya ang ating tagapagligtas, hindi hihinto ang simbahan na i-commemorate ang passion, death, and resurrection. Now let me share to you why the resurrection of Jesus affirms myself as a woman. Babae tayo. In the article Resurrection Women by Caitlin Kendall Kim, goes on to insightfully explain the power of the resurrection of Jesus. And I quote, "Resurrection is absolutely central to the Christian faith. If the resurrection does not happen, the church is little more than a failed movement of individuals of questionable moral character whose megalomaniacal leader is subjected to a painful demise as a warning against further insurrection." And end of the story. The resurrection means that Jesus is precisely who he claims to be, and that he has accomplished precisely what he intended to accomplish. Totoo, di ba? Sa kasulatan, nangyari talaga. Pero itong mga bobong, gagalit ako ng mga haters ng LGBT, so plinano ng Diyos na may isang kabaklaan pala daw. Of course, God is very creative and is continuously creating. Sabi nila, walang bakla sa Biblia. Wala daw. Si Paul? Si Jesus himself. Beloved disciple ay si John. Diba? Sino ba sa inyo dito ang walang nilove na John in their lives? Diba? Si Naomi and si Ruth. Yes. Ay, alam nyo na to. Sinabi mo na to sa kanila ba? Sa Love Lost in Translation. By Taylor Swift. Nabago na pala yun. Akala ko si Renato Kaling ang ang sumulat nun. Si ano na pala? It means that for one brief moment in human history, God walked among us to teach us about the kingdom, not kingdom, queerdom of God, and to show us how to live it into being by acts of justice, mercy, and unflinching love. Justice ba yung dinidiscriminate tayo? Justice ba yung ang Biblia ginagamit to oppress the LGBT and the women? It means that we are loved so fiercely with such abandon that death and brutality and evil are conquered. It means that we are not mourning the end of something, but anticipating the beginning of something new. The reign of love made manifest and complete and resplendent here on earth. At dapat natin yung malaman na hindi nagtatapos sa resurrection lang. Before nga umalis ang Panginoong Diyos, may inihabilin pa siya. The one who comes after me is the one that will guide you. And that is the Holy Spirit. Na nandito sa atin palagi, kasama natin. Amen?
Amen.
And that Holy Spirit is the justice that we want to celebrate. The love that we want to celebrate. The sex that we always want to celebrate. Diba? Parang naka-ecstasy tayo kapag gano'n pinag-uusapan kaagad natin. Jesus gave women the highest honor by making them an essential part of the story of the resurrection. At doon ko to nakuha na hugot sa invitation ni Pastor Joseph na the Easter was preached, the first Easter was preached by a woman. Diba? Very close din sa atin ito kasi sa four Gospels, hindi nawala ang sinasabi nilang prostitute. Ang sinabi nilang napaka-duming babae. Diba? And that's Mary Magdalene. Sa apat na gospel, ilan ba ang gospel natin? Akala ko may gospel of Judas pa. Most likely, meron? Ah, akala ko most likely yung sinabi mo. Hindi pala. The same with the LGBTIQ+ community. Diba? Ang daming pinapangalan sa atin. Sakit daw natin yung HIV and AIDS. Diba? Kung walang bakla, wala sanang HIV and AIDS. Naniniwala kayo doon? Of course, hindi. Diba? Women's testimony did not carry much weight and they were not allowed to testify in court during the time of Christ among both the Jews and the Romans. Diba? Kaya ang daming unnamed women in the Bible. The Samaritan woman, hindi pinangalanan. Diba? Ang daming babae sa Biblia na hindi pinangalanan kahit ang laki naman ng inambag nila. Because ang sumulat ng Biblia ay mga PI, mga patriarch, my patriarchal perspective. Ano yung PI pala? Pwede ba mag-ganoon dito? Hindi pwede, no? Kasi naano sila. Oo. Mala Duterte ang bunganga. No? Okay lang sana kung meron siyang humor like RuPaul. Okay lang, di ba? Pero Duterte, oh my goodness. Ang mga babae nung panahon na yon, walang karapatan at kailangan mag-submit sa kanilang mga asawa. Di ba? At kung mabiyuda, wala na, nga. Di ba kawawa? Pero napaka-amazing because women who witnessed many women who witnessed Jesus' crucifixion were also the ones who got up early on Sunday to take care of his body after the Sabbath had ended. Di ba? Sa Luke, iba ang sinabi na ano ang bitbit, ano ang nangyari. Sa John, iba din yung ang ating nakita. Nagulantang si Mary Magdalene. Wah! I don't know where Jesus is. Or kung bakla kaya yun, no, paano kaya yung ano? Paano kaya yung kanyang itsura or kanyang ginawa? Ay, gusto mo i-ano? Inak mo daw. Sige na. Ayaw mo. Para malaman natin ba kung bakla yung ano, yung nakakita na nawala si Jesus, paano kaya yung itsura? Pero hindi, babae ang sinabi dito, di ba? In addition, ibabalik ko lang pala, all four Gospels are clear on one point. Mary Magdalene was the first to see the risen Savior. Pero bakit? Out of all the people who followed Jesus, why did she see him first? Not his disciples, not his mother. Mary Magdalene, yung babaeng inalisan ng napakamaraming masamang espiritu ni Jesus, ang Biblia hindi naman sinabi kung napakarami talaga. Guess ko lang to, di ba? Kasi creative naman yung ating yung ating mga pag-iisip. Pero siya ang minention first in all four Gospels' accounts of the resurrection. Isn't it remarkable? Si Mary Magdalene, kung titingnan mo kanyang characteristics, meron siyang baklang characteristics, di ba? Parang kung siya ang Mary Magdalene ngayon, kung makikita natin yung modern Mary Magdalene, siya yung malapokwang ang datingan, may baklang espiritu, mga ganoon, at kung masaktan, naiiyak na lang, di ba? Kagaya din ng pagkamatay ni Jesus, Mary Magdalene ay umiyak ng umiyak din. Like Pokwang, nung iniwan na kanyang afam, umiyak din siya ng umiyak. Pero hindi si Pokwang si Mary Magdalene, ha? Maka iniisip niyo siya yun. We are aware that she experienced severe demonic possession at one point in her life. What a testament to what could occur to a woman who is freed she was. Jesus has set you free, releasing you from slavery to sin and suffering so that you can serve and love others with joy. From the gospel we have this afternoon, Mary Magdala did that. She was entrusted with good news and best news ever given, and she spread that news. Hindi siya si Karen, hindi din siya si Marites. Sino ba siya? Si Wawa? Or si Pastor Joseph? Or si Pastora Kakay? Those people who preaches as if they really want all people to be liberated. So what we can learn from the women at the resurrection? The women were faithful. Many of the women who came early on Sunday morning after the Sabbath to take care of Jesus' body were also present at the foot of the cross during his crucifixion. They remained devoted all the way through. Nasaan yung kanyang mga disipulong 12? Nagtago. Pero merong ibang interpretation din doon. Maaring nagtago sila because natatakot sila na sila na naman ang susunod. Pero yun naman talaga ang nangyari. Isa-isa silang pinatay. In our modern world ngayon, yung mga gustong mag-preach ng magandang balita at dinidiscriminate, umaalis. Maraming nare-red tag na umaalis sa pagiging aktivista. Maraming bakla na dinidiscriminate, kaya living in paradoxes, double lives. So makikita din natin yung ating experiences sa mga disipulo na in one time in our lives, may inatrasan tayong laban. Kaya huwag tayong magpaka-Mary lahat na very faithful. But we are encouraged to be Mary of today's world. The women were fearless. They were fearless and they were faithful. Care of dead bodies was thought to be a woman's job because it was against Old Testament law for anyone to touch a dead body without first being declared unclean. These women didn't give a damn about being clean or unclean though. The Roman guards were also of no concern to them. They were going to care for their Savior and nothing was going to stop them. Kaya niligo nila ng pabango si Jesus. Next, the women were favored. In just looking at Mary Magdalene and others, Jesus hailed these women, forgave them of their sins, and set them free. Look at Mary, the mother of Jesus. She was considered as the pinagpala sa babaeng lahat. Meron din namang pinagpala sa mga baklang lahat. aalamin pa natin yun kung sino yun. Women were fruitful also. All of these women continued to spread the good news of Christ's resurrection. Even the disciples at this did not believe them, but they remained steadfast in what they had seen and their recollection of Jesus' teachings. They were successful in spreading the gospel's good news as the first witnesses. Why the resurrection of Jesus affirms me as a woman? Because most important news ever in the history of the world, the resurrection of Jesus was entrusted to women. And that is also part and parcel of the explanation why the IFI is a revolutionary church. We empower women. We allow women to hold parishes and be the parish rector. We allow women to be bishops. And we allow women. Women, na ang sabi ng iba, hindi daw kasi trans women sila. Revolutionary because, hindi because we are a remnant of the, totoo yun, we are a remnant of the revolution. But because we always defy gravity. Totoo. Pero hindi ako lumilipad, ha? We defy gravity because most of the doctrines na nalalaman natin because of what the RCC wants us to understand ay kinontra at pinabulaanan natin because of our traditional and revolutionary reading of the Bible. Like what Pastor Joseph is very fond of doing. Women, oh, asa na ba ako? Nawala na ako? Kaya sabihin na natin ngayon, I am a woman. Oh, hindi naman kailangan palang sabihin. Kasi, babae naman talaga tayo. Paul says that in Christ there is no Jew or Greek, neither male nor female. By that, he doesn't mean that we lose our gender identity when we place our faith in Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. He means that Jesus died as much as for the queer community and women as he did for men. That queer people and women matter to him, that he trusts the feminine gender to spread his word. Huwag kayong magalit kung straight man kayo, ha? Kasi kami talaga ang pinagbigyan ng good news to spread. Like Mary of Magdala and Joanna and Salome, and Mary, the mother of Jose and James, we can be his ardent followers and tell everyone we meet the best news we have ever had. Ano yun? Nakita namin ang Panginoon na buhay, na nanggaling sa kamatayan at bumangon sa libingan. So ngayong Easter, as we enjoy our respective weekends, cuddling with our loved ones, celebrating the sexuality that we have, experiencing 5 scores a night, let us also remember our queer friends, our queer siblings, na sa ating sa pagkakataon ngayon, we are very happy because we are celebrating Easter at kilala natin ang lahat and this very welcoming church. Kilalanin pa rin natin yung ating mga kapatid na nag-suffer pa din. And some who face death in this country, like Jennifer Laude and other parts of the world. Also, celebrate our own resurrection into being true to ourselves. Some might be nearer than you believe. Isa din sa mga napaka-importanting mensahe sa Easter is yung mensahe na huwag kang matakot. Sabihin mo sa kanila ang katotohanan na ako'y buhay. Kaya sabihin natin ngayon, Maki Becky, huwag masyokot. Amen to that, dear sibling. Maraming salamat po.